Welcome to the Brandon Drury Podcast. Yes, it's another episode, and you haven't unsubscribed yet because you haven't subscribed yet. Oh, talk about chicken or the egg. You guys should subscribe just so you get to unsubscribe, because today we're going to talk about killing kids. Everyone's favorite topic is murdering children. All right. So the question is, well, one, do you ever do it? I think most people say no. And unless, or maybe not most, half the people apparently say don't do it. The other half, hang on, I gotta do this, sorry. The other half say you can do it at the first trimester or whatever. So we're talking about abortion today. And I think it's a real, I have a take on this that's different than most people, I think. In fact, I've never encountered anybody with the same argument as me. Now, I'm in Southeast Missouri, where pretty much everybody is Republican. I mean, almost to a T. And the liberals we do have are just right down the line. So we have two, which is, I guess, common. Both teams are right down the line, as if they haven't thought about any of this shit at all. And it's quite boring. But I wanted to share my take on it and offend everyone, probably, which is my usual course of action for me. Par for the course. So I guess what is the greatest evil? Is it killing a fetus or torturing a child? And, you know, you take old Yeller back to the back of the shed and you shoot him. Old Yeller's done. He's not going to bite anybody anymore. He's just gone. And it's a quick transient thing. And we do it all the time with animals and old people and shit. Well, less old people, more animals. Euthanizing is one way. And you could look at it, if you really just didn't want this damn baby, or you really just couldn't rationally decide that the baby is the right choice right now, which that gets into some heavy shit we'll get into later, you know, about materialism, I guess. But if you decide that this baby is not the right choice, kill the fucker, get it over with, it's done, in theory. Well, the other way is what if the only thing that stops a chick from just fucking that fucking baby is the law? The strong arm of the gigantic government law. We, again, right wing, admit it. Gigantic government is what we want. More cops. Probably actually need a few more cops. A bazillion cops. 330 million cops. So both of them are pretty fucking rough. But in my mind, the greatest sin is psychologically fucking, or fuck, literally fucking a kid. That's the as bad as it gets. If a kid is traumatized. And how does a kid get traumatized? We're going to get into that a little bit. I'm not going to get too deep. I mean, I'm a fucking engineer. I don't think about emotion and shit too much. But, and partly because I wall that stuff off. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to think about it. So let's just get to it. So here's my big claim. One is abortion. Abortion is a better solution than somebody who has a completely horrifying childhood. We've all heard of these stories. Most of us are lucky we don't have to deal with those. We didn't get aborted or abused. But people that are abused, I don't know. I think if your mom is in a position where she wants to kill you, I think that's a bad start. I think it's a real bad start for a happy life. And I think most of us, even if everything else goes wrong, if mom is there, you can pretty much get through anything. It's a kind of an awesome thing. But hell, what if mom isn't there? What do you do? And I think this is something the right wing really ignores when they want their gigantic government rules. So I argue that the left has completely ignored the child in this argument. And I argue that the right has completely ignored the child in this argument. So let's keep going here. So first off, let's talk about parenthood. My kid was born in 2012. Again, I was a hard-charging workaholic. I was going to set the world on fire, and I had these businesses that were doing really well. Life was good. I got to play with my toys all the time because my job was kind of my business was my job, was my hobbies. There was no difference. So I basically just played with my toys like 18 hours a day. The only time I had to slow down was like to spend time with the old lady. And, you know, that was like my tax. And, you know, now we get to do that like 10 times a year or something, you know, it's a date night. You know, back then it was like, you know, just what you had to do for the evening before she passed out. That was before. And then Max came, businesses fell apart. I'm not blaming him per se, but my amount of time I could spend on my businesses was reduced radically. And I decided I was going to do the dad thing properly. So I took on a new project. It's still running, you know, 8 years later. And I do not have the horsepower that I used to. I used to have 50,000 troops, and now I got like 25,000 to attack business, for example. And that's hard. It's challenging. So it's not for everybody. And, you know, the amount of time that I've had to put in the Max, and not just like the diapers and the, you know, the feeding and the things like that, but even now, you know, we're doing Cub Scouts, and we had to work on clock homework last night, and I put extra time in all that stuff. Don't need a medal, but I'm just saying that it's not for everybody. And if you were also facing these time constraints and all the bill for daycare, you know, we've spent about $50,000 on Max's daycare, and it's not like the most expensive in town either. Over the past 8 years or whatever. So, I mean, it's and it's relentless. It never gives up. There are times when you go, fuck, like in your mind, like you're losing your shit. And, well, even during the COVID lockdown, I was with Max for almost 6 months nonstop. We started to kill each other. It's fucking rough. it's better, a lot better now, but he needs to be with his friends playing. So that's another topic. But long story short is, I could see where a parent, a weak person, could get broke. I mean, I've had some rough times. Never hit him like that. Never did any abusive stuff. But God, it pushes you. And some people, when they get pushed to the brink, they get crazy and they do stupid shit. And those people shouldn't be having kids. And so, what happens if those people get pregnant? Do we say no, you shouldn't have kids, or we say yeah, go ahead? It's the, you know, it's the right thing to do. It's like, man, that's a terrible spot for a kid to be in. So, yeah, so child abuse is real. It does happen. And I'm curious how many people wanted an abortion, didn't get it, beat the shit out of their kid. It happens. Now, maybe I'm overestimating how many times it happens. Maybe a girl wants an abortion, can't get it for whatever reason, and then changes her mind and ends up being a great mom. I'm sure that happens too. I don't know the numbers on all this stuff. I didn't do any research. I'm just ranting. But, all right, let's keep here. So, in my mind, one of the greatest sins you can do as a parent is not being all in. And when Max comes down, I got my dungeon here. This is my little engineering workshop. I called it a dungeon back when I was in school doing homework all the time. It's not really a dungeon anymore now. It's more like a playhouse. But Max would come down here in my dungeon and go, Dad, I want to ride bikes. And I've never turned him down that I can think of. I mean, unless I was hurt or something. Yeah, or it's like raining. Even if it's raining and it's warm, we'll go out. You know, anyway, you just do it. You just give up whatever you're doing and you go play with the kid. The kid has any interest in me at all, I stop everything and do it. It's just, it sucks. It sucks real bad. There are so many times I'm in the middle of a, you know, huge project and I'm flow state and I'm killing it. And he comes in and says, hey, Dad, let's go play Monopoly. It's like, well, all right, we're playing Monopoly. I mean, and I'm again, fuck, no. Like, and it's not that I don't want to spend time with him. It's just, it sucks. Opportunity cost. You know, you give up one thing for another, and it's just part of it. So I think the greatest sin is not being that. And I think if you're all in for your kid, you're going to give the kid all the advantages you possibly can. And I'm talking about, like, well, homework. Max was telling, he's in second grade. He was telling me that some kids at his school can't count by twos. He could count by twos like when he was four. And a lot of that, I worked with him a lot. Every night we were doing a little bit of homework. Not trying to be crazy, not overdoing. I wanted to expose him to a little bit of adding. I want him to know what multiplication is, although I don't expect him to memorize it, all his tables when he's like three. But I did want to kind of show him a universe. You know, he knows what exponents are. At least he's probably forgotten by now, but I've shown him this shit. I think it's important to be exposed and get a little bit of a head start and just get your brain kind of primed without, yeah, you know, like 10 minutes a day is all we were doing. And of course, this applies to playing catch and building model cars and, you know, playing. And just in general, there's an investment that so many people don't make. And I think that's the real sin. If you're not invested in your kids on a level where you know it hurts. And Louis C.K., despite all the trauma, you know, the trouble he's been in the past couple of years, he had one of his comedy bits. He said, he goes, you want to know how you're doing a good job as a parent? because you're fucking miserable. I'm paraphrasing, I'm screwing it up. But if it's horrible, you're doing it right. Push it, kind of like running or exercise. It's supposed to make you, like, eyes roll in the back of your head. That's when you know you're doing a good job. I think there's something to that. And so I kind of pushed that pretty good. So, I wrote down something called quality of mom argument. What the hell does that mean? Well, I guess let's figure it out. How good of mom could you be if you're like, you know what, I want to kill a baby today. And, or a fetus, or a choice. You want to kill a choice today. It doesn't strike me as being a good mom. We've kind of covered that not being a good start. Of course, we need to ask, well, how are you going to kill it? Obviously, a doctor. Or another way of looking at it is, how could you let yourself do that? And that's an interesting one. That's something the left-wing people don't ever talk about anymore. It used to come up in the 90s when I was a kid, like a teenager. They would ask these questions, like, or present the argument that, you know what, you kill this baby now in 2021. In 2031, you'd be sitting in your big-ass house going, oh, my God, I did fucking kill that thing. Like, try not to think about what might have been. So there is that part, which no one cares about the mom in this argument either. I've already said that the left and the right don't care about the kid. No one really cares about the mom either. It's just a battle. And I think you need to ask, well, why would a mom, go ahead and do the abortion? And, sometimes they know they're in a spot. What was all that show? I watched it on vacation. The wrestling, the Glow show. That girl got... She was in the middle of her, she had $0 to her name, and the dude definitely wouldn't be a part of the life, and she went ahead and aborted that thing, got rid of it. And in her spot, I didn't like it. It was kind of hard to watch. It was uncomfortable for sure. But also, again, you're going to live in a, you're going to be homeless. I mean, your mom going to have to be a prostitute to buy the diapers? I mean, it's rough. So I guess pretending that life is easy is a mistake that a lot of people make in this thing. And I hate that part too. That's the wrong approach to this thing for sure. But here's the thing too. A mom can change her mind. What if you're not allowed to have an abortion, but you're like, you know what? I really want an abortion today. That's my favorite thing to do on Friday. I want to have an abortion. And they're like, nope, they're against the law. We don't have them anymore. And she goes, eh, shit. Well, maybe 4 months later, she's carrying this big old blob in her belly, and she goes, you know what? Oh, I do want this thing. I changed my mind. I think we've all done that, and I don't think that's bad. So we have to kind of rule, make that an option in our little argument here, too. So, and then the other one is going back to the chick from Glow, she had no money and no resources to speak of. And she aborted it. What if she couldn't abort it? Well, maybe she would have just found a way. We're going to sing again. Like two sparrows in a hurricane. Well, Tanya Tucker for dad ass. Look it up, kids. Or not. It's not a big deal. But you don't know what life's going to give you. And she could be a millionaire in 6 months. Again, or sucking dick for crack. But or a millionaire. It's very hard to say. But let's see. But here's one thing I will say. And abortion is for the weak. No one... I can't think of an argument where... Or a situation where somebody out of strength chooses to abort. The universe has handed you a huge responsibility. And you went, fuck that. You know, Daniel Tosh says, now I can go back to being selfish. And if that's your only aim on this thing is just to get a bigger TV or whatever, a fancier car, then, well, you got a different compass than I do. The universe has said it. You can call it God if you want to. These are the parameters that have been dealt, the hand that's been dealt to you. And I say, you know, if it's time to run and it happens to be raining, fucking run. And, If it's time to run and you got to carry a heavy thing, well, you're just going to run with a heavy thing. Tough shit. Find a fucking way. That's kind of where I come from. Not everybody believes that, but that's okay too. But I think having an abortion is a weakness. There's no strength in that I can find. Now, the feminism angle is interesting to me because the way they've marketed this thing, like, you know, they have these groups. They all sit around in little committees wearing the business clothes, and they think up bullshit like, you know, Nike Just Do It. Apparently that was good. That made money somehow. They think of shit like that. And they decided that it's a choice. It's the choice of a woman. And it's like, well, yeah, we have lots of choices. Women have, you can choose who you want to vote for and where you want to work. And you have all kinds of freedom. That's what, you know, choice basically is. But they didn't really put any moral bounds on it. It's like, what about my right to choose? Like, what, hypothetically, what if I wanted to choose rape? It's my body. I can rape if I want to. And of course, with rape, the problem with rape is it's not just my body. There's another body there. And abortion also has another body there. So this is a real dumb argument real quick. Like, if rape is bad, I think abortion's bad too. That's where I'm running with this. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's nothing wrong with just slamming fetuses on the concrete. Is that what you want? I mean, just the thought of that sounds terrible. I don't like that idea. Who the fuck does? But it's obvious that this choice shit is bull. Because a kid could say, I want the right to choose any junk food I want. It's like, well, no, you can't. You don't get that right. You'll just eat candy all day and never eat your own food. You'll have diabetes in 14 minutes. Of course, then you got the right wing angle, and the kid must live. That sounds real good. As if the kid, if the law is passed, our gigantic government is increased even bigger with more rules, then magically, the kid gets transformed into a nice, loving home where the parents do make self-sacrifices and the parents don't stick the kids a hand in a fucking stove or a house where the kids aren't freezing and half to death in the winter. Or, you know what I mean. Blah, blah, blah. They pretend that you're suddenly transformed into some magic house. No, you're going to be in the fucking ghetto. That's a real possibility. If poverty was the main motivation for this abortion, then guess what? You're going to the fucking ghetto. And all the kids' friends, and unless something good happens, again, you never know, but unless something good happens, his buddies are going to be gangbangers, and it's rough. And if he was abused and in the gangbang environment, holy shit, now we're looking at prison. I mean, these are, again, maybe I'm being a little pessimistic, but I would argue that if the mom's like, oh, I just really want that abortion, it's a path to destruction for the kid, and I don't think that's fair at all to put a kid in that spot. So, but, you know, the right wing will say, yeah, the kid must live, and in places where he or she will get fucked. Foster parents, orphanages, churches, they all fuck kids. It's horrible. If you want to find child abuse, you find one of those three. It's absolutely horrible. But that's the right-wing solution. Yeah, just, you know, find some like a church or something, you know, whatever. And the right-wing has no plan. Like, what is your proactive plan to make sure, I don't know, that the kid that doesn't get aborted has the same fucking path that your kids do? I mean, if your goal is to get him into Harvard, that's probably stupid too. But let's just go with that. Let's just say college. Your goal is to get your kid to graduate college. Well, what's your plan to get the ghetto kid into college? And if you don't have a plan, you don't have some way to help, then why are you fucking chiming in? Like, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, that's gross. So you're going to condemn a child into a life of getting cigarette butts burned on his fucking face? He won't be taught his times tables, won't have a bedtime, and before you know it, he's out selling drugs. I mean, like, you've done this if you passed the law that says that he has to be born, because it sounds like a shit roll of the dice to me, and I wouldn't wish that upon anybody, which is the reason why I bust my ass to make sure my kid has a few, I wouldn't call it advantages, I bust my ass because it's inherently right to the old basketball phrase was leave it all on the floor. And when you go to bed at night, you should be at, like, law, like you have nothing left, and I view that kind of with my patience with my kid, even. And we're playing our games, and we read our books and all that stuff. By the end, I'm pretty fucking exhausted. More exhausted than I would be if I was playing with my electronics toys and my 3D printer and all that stuff, doing what I want to do. But, so, I think the right is creating a problem by pushing too hard with this shit. If they're really trying to get the abortion banned fully, then, it's a lot like saying, landfills are banned. but they've offered no place for where the trash to go. And so that shit just piles up. And when it piles up, that's a real problem. Now, it may not be a problem if you live in a gated community and maybe you guys just pay up some other system. I don't even know. But it's definitely a problem for people that don't have the means. And so something to consider when people make a hard play on this thing, they are putting some kids in a real fucking bind and are creating a problem with no solution. Okay, so in conclusion, old Brandon Drury solved it again. A child isn't a choice any more than rape is a choice. If a child is a choice, you have completely ignored the child. And cursing a child with shit parents is also a sin, and you've completely ignored the child. Now, so what's my real opinion? What do we fucking do about it? I don't know. No one does. So why is this a hot topic? No one knows what the fuck to do. No one has a plan. No one has any clue how to solve this that I know of. And how do you get mentally people away from, like, how do you get bad people? I don't know. I hate to lump bad people and mentally ill people together. Let's start all over on that one. How do you handle abusive parents, but preemptively? Like, can you identify a person who's abusive ahead of time and say, ooh, you can't just sterilize them. You know, Hitler tried some of his sterilizing tricks. We had eugenics here. That didn't work either. You can't just sterilize people. Well, I'm sterilized, but that's on purpose. That's another argument too. Another discussion. I don't know. I think you focus on helping poor people be less poor, and you focus on a lot of focusing already. Too many. You focus on contributing in the old good old free market way also. In other words, you should have two businesses, as seems to be my brain. You have one business where you make a bunch of fucking money, and that means providing a lot of good. I don't hate people keep thinking you made a lot of money, you cocksucker. Again, in another argument, no, you provided a lot of service because people thought it was worth buying, assuming they had a choice and there was competition and feedback loops. We'll get into all my economic bullshit later. But ideal capitalism is good. Let's just say that. I'm lucky we have a store where we can just buy food. All you gotta do is give them money and they give you food. Supermarkets are awesome. But I don't know. I don't. I think that. Continue with that thought. So yeah, you should have your business, but then you should have something you're doing to somehow make life better for people that have less than you. And I think that's the move. And it's real general and real vague, but that may be all you have to do. If you can just encourage a girl to go to college when she thought it just wasn't in the cards for her, you should give it a shot, young lady. You know, I mean, shit like that maybe is the difference. I mean, college isn't the magic answer either, boys. Don't feel like, or girls, whatever. If you feel like sheet metal, you'll make more money doing sheet metal than you will engineering for most people. They don't tell you that. That's another one, another discussion for another day. I'm tired of mentioning discussions for another day. I'm out of here, guys. Girls.